Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show, where you will find tools that you can use to change and transform your life every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness at omtimes.com. This is Sylvia Henderson, your host, and if you'd like to learn more about me and the work that I do, then please visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net. And when you sign up to be added to my email group, you can download a free 20-minute healing audio called Healing Fear During Uncertain Times, which will support you in releasing fear, worry, and anxiety, especially during times of change and uncertainty. As you know, 2017 has in many ways launched us very rapidly into a season of change that is quite unique and remarkable as the collective consciousness of humanity continues to awaken to the truth on a conscious level that we really are one. And it is that, and that consciousness is intensifying the energy of separation. And I feel kind of using it like an alarm clock that will continue to awaken the masses to the truth of oneness. I say this only because we live in a 3D reality, third dimensional reality, where duality is necessary in order for us to understand conceptual ideas, meaning that you cannot fully understand the concept of night unless you also understand the concept of day. So this concept of oneness, I believe we're starting to experience and learn to understand it by understanding also the concept of separation in a very big way. In many ways, I believe that consciousness is playing with the concept of self as an individual identity and self as the whole of humanity. So suffice it to say, we are experiencing some very, very interesting times on the planet as we all observe and get to participate in this epic season of transformation and change. To tell us more about this, joining us today, I have an incredible guest who has been a very important way shower, who regularly provides insights on what is energetically happening on the planet, what is happening within the collective consciousness of humanity, and how the ever-changing energy on the planet can impact us on an individual basis, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Joining us today is Lee Harris. Lee Harris is a gifted energy intuitive, a channeler, an author, and a teacher who is bringing an extraordinary new light to our rapidly changing world. Leading a vibrant online community, Lee reaches over 200,000 people around the planet every month. His weekly energy updates, broadcast on YouTube, have received over 2.5 million views to date and offer practical guidance for navigating daily life with clarity, empowerment, and optimism. With his penetrating insights into the energetics of emotions and teachings on how to integrate spirituality into daily life in grounded and practical ways, Lee's private clients and retreat participants report profound shifts as they discover a new understanding of who they are here to be. His acclaimed energy mastery retreats and energy tune-up seminars held around the globe are adventures into the deepest aspects of living, loving, and awakening. Lee is the author of Energy Speaks, Volumes 1 and 2, the producer of more than 100 transformational audio and video recordings, and is also an accomplished singer, songwriter, and soul sound healer. Lee Harris, welcome to OM Times and the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show.
Hi, Sylvia. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am very grateful that you were able to come here and be with us today. And so I'm very excited as well, because I think that you have been able to tap into some very important information that is very valuable as we are in a very interesting time in humanity. So, Lee, since 2004, you have been working professionally as an energy intuitive and channeler. How did the awareness of your intuitive gifts unfold for you?
Well, it was a process that took place over several years. Initially, in my late teens, I was very interested in things like tarot card readings and any books that were metaphysical in nature. And until that time, I hadn't consciously been aware of any interest in those areas, although I was highly creative. So I believe that, you know, my spiritual access or connection was coming through my creativity in my earlier years. But then in my late teens, it started to change. And I had a few experiences with friends where it was fun to read tarot cards for them, even though I didn't know what any of the cards meant. A friend had gifted me with a deck. We always liked playing with the cards ourselves. And I found that the tarot cards were a useful tool for me to open up my intuition on being able to read the energy of that person for that person. So whether I was tapping into something to do with their past or the road that they were heading on, their future timelines, they always said that the information was useful. And then flash forward a few years to when I was 22, I directly heard the voice of my guide. And that was something I wasn't looking for. But I was on a train and I was hearing those voices in your own head that you do, your own mind. And I was just going through the things that day that were on my agenda, probably telling myself things I was very disappointed with and disappointed with myself about. And then all of a sudden on the left, there was this very clear, loving, strong voice that it took me, you know, kind of about 10 minutes to realize there were two very different voices in my head, and this one on the left I'd never heard before. So I was a little unsure what was going on, but I didn't know about channeling, even though it wasn't something I was seeking. So I started to write down what this voice was telling me over the next few months. And eventually I put the dots together to realize that, you know, it was my guides I was hearing, but on some level, I'd had some level of access to them until that point, but there was a change because I'd been opening up and developing my own intuition that facilitated that happening. So for a few years, I just shared it with friends. And then after a period of time, a good friend who was a healer said, you should be doing this for work. And I never thought that would be possible. I even doubted anyone would come, but I did 60 readings in the first 60 days and never looked back since.
Wow, well, that's pretty much a very strong sign of confirmation that you were moving in the right direction in terms of a pathway for your life. So as a channeler, because I know you were getting this information from your guides, and as you said, you were writing down that information, how did you step into your ability to actually channel information so that it would benefit others? And who are the guides that you channel, and what is the primary message that they would like to share with humanity?
Well, my guides, I refer to them as the Z's, so the letter Z. And the reason for that is the very first name that was given to me was Zachary. They said, you know, he was like, we don't have names, but we know that you have names and need names. So we'll give you the closest thing we could give you vibrationally. My name would be Zachary. And then in the years that followed, I met Zyadora and Zachariah, who identified themselves as what we would understand as more feminine energy within my guide team. But they explained that they were part of a collective of 88 energies that extended wider into source. And they refer to themselves as a voice of galactic consciousness. So rather than, you know, there are some channelers who channel angels, there are some who channel extraterrestrials. They basically said we are travelers that move between all of the worlds, and they speak of themselves as a consciousness library. So their main message, particularly for us as humans, would seem to be that the confines of this human experience, as difficult as that can be for us living in third dimensional Earth, even at this time that the other dimensions are opening up, they say even though there can be challenges and limitations and contrasts that we experience as confining, they say that that's why you came here. You came here to help raise the frequency and the consciousness levels of the planet and also have an experience for yourself. And they're very quick to remind those who are inclined as what we tend to call light workers, so people who are healers and hold a certain light for the world and want to see a certain light in the world. They're very quick to remind us to have our own human experience and that the light that we're supposed to bring will come through that, rather than devote your life to the light while suffering in your own personal experience or disconnecting from the idea of what you see as humanity. So their message is to live as fully as you can and to follow the destiny path that you are on, and to keep opening yourself in as many ways as you can to get towards what we would refer to as enlightenment. So they speak about the more open you become, the more you live in an enlightened way, and the more of us on the planet who hold that frequency, the more the planet will shift. But I should also add that they're very clear to remind that we can't save the planet by ourselves. And any agenda that we're running about that is usually fear-based. If we can get to an acceptance of this experience that you're having as a human being and keep inviting yourself back to finding where is the perfection in the challenge that you're experiencing in your personal life or in right now the wider world, and what can you learn from it and how can you see it in a brighter and more open way. So they always say that's not always an easy place to find yourself, but that ultimately is the aim, to bring as much spirit to your human life and consciousness as you can.
That is beautiful. That is a beautiful message. I know we're going to be headed into a break in just a moment, and I'm speaking with Lee Harris, and you're listening to Sylvia Henderson on the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show on OhmTimes.com. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
The future of internet radio is here. OhmTimes Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I did the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Sylvia Henderson with her special guest, Lee Harris, today. And so, Lee, you were saying that the message of your guides, who you call the Z's, it's just such a very beautiful message about how we are really here to help raise consciousness on the planet. And I know that in your monthly energy update videos on YouTube, you share what is happening energetically on the planet, on a regular basis. Mostly you talk about the energetic shifts that are happening on the planet and within the collective consciousness of humanity, and how these shifts can affect us physically and emotionally. So can you tell us why we are experiencing these shifts so profoundly within our emotional body and our physical body?
Well, a couple of the things that the Zs will talk about is, and this is, you know, this is, I hear this from many different sources, and it's been prophesied for a long time, that we as a planetary body and a human race and also the other species existing on the planet, we're all going through a real shift period. And this apparently is a universal phenomena too, that a lot is changing universally and thus also on the Earth. And so you see, from my perspective, you're seeing that mirrored right now in terms of what we're seeing, particularly on a political, governmental, I say political, governmental, it's also environmental, but a lot of our focus right now is going to governmental and political issues in a way that I'm 40 years old, but even my friends who are in their 60s and 70s say they've never seen anything like this in their lifetime. So there is this turning up of the heat on transformation. And you spoke about it, Sylvia, at the beginning of the show, this moving away from separation and into oneness. The interesting thing for me is that it feels like we're gaining that truth right now in a much harder way than I think most people would like. So, for example, you know, wouldn't it be great if the world was suddenly incredibly humanitarian across the board and there were equal rights for everybody and everybody was valued equally to everybody else? And yet what we're actually seeing at the moment is the shadow of that existing, certainly in terms of control and governments and everything that we're seeing that is currently difficult and very in our faces as debates that we're having to be part of and having to say yes to or no to as human beings. It feels that a lot of that freedom and a lot of that equality is being challenged. And this was always predicted. So if you go back into, you know, predictions that are decades and decades old, spiritual predictions have said that this period of history that we are in and running right through into 2020 was always going to be a very intense and difficult period on the planet around freedom and around expression. So when I do my energy updates, what I try and do is talk about how that's affecting us and how that shows up in our personal lives. And one of the big themes that I've seen for everybody, but especially for the group known as lightworkers or sensitives or consciousness seekers, is that in tandem with what you're in response to in the outer world, a great deal of energetic clearing has been taking place for many years for many of us on the planet. So it really gets you to get in touch with your own shadow. Either your fear of what you're seeing happening and your anxiety about it, or things that have happened to or for you in your life that directly mirror what's going on. So, for example, if we're focused on somebody who's abusing their power in our outer world, it will tend to bring up an incident, that the incidents is in your own inner body of where you have seen power abuse or been up close and personal with power abuse in your lifetime. So the external world mirrors what's going on for us internally and produces this almighty clearing for so many of us. So they're definitely intense times to live through on emotional and personal levels, but that tends to be freeing people into ever higher consciousness if they are focusing their energy on becoming, if you like, a lighter, brighter version of themselves and then hopefully being able to offer that into the world.
You know, as we're going through this process of literally dredging up these heavier emotional states, as we're witnessing what we're witnessing playing out in our external world, how do we, as those who are sensitives or healers, light workers, empaths, negotiate this? Because for many, it can be quite brutal and overwhelming to the point where people will shut down, not knowing how to negotiate the overwhelm of their emotional state. What are some things that you and your guides have shown you or that you can share that will help those who are really struggling during this time to because of their high state of sensitivity?
Mm-hmm. Well, two things are happening. Number one, people who are highly sensitive are actually overall learning to get stronger. That's a worldwide theme. People who have been too sensitive for this world are learning more grounding abilities or techniques that are helping them become stronger in these times. But with that said, Sylvia, the key is knowing what you need for balance. I will hear some people argue, well, you should be very involved in politics and very activist right now because of what's going on. Now, for some people, that's true, and that's their path. But actually, for others, they're having to step away from it in order to stay balanced. And your personal balance is really important, because if you're imbalanced, any activism or humanitarian action that you're doing is going to be less effective, because you're bringing your own imbalance into it. So I actually advise for sensitives who are overwhelmed right now to step out of what you could say world affairs or things that are very difficult as often as you need to. So you may check in on things once a week, but for example, before you check in on those things, to know that it might be affecting to you or certain people in your life that you find very difficult or are very upset or very emotional. It's important to know when it's not the right time for you to be around those people. Sometimes maybe you can be with them and it helps them. But if you're hesitant to go and be around a very charged or agitated person in your life, really pay attention to that, because it's showing you that right now, your own sensitivity wants you. It doesn't want you to be running out into the world trying to heal others. It's asking for your attention because there's an internal healing that you're in, which is taking a lot of energy.
Right. And so really what you're saying is that this is really a time for those who are sensitive to no longer live their life by the shoulds and the should nots and the rules, but to really begin to turn within and authentically ask themselves, what works for me?
Yes, and what do you want and need? I think one of the big problems for sensitives is isolation. It's usually a needed remedy, but it can also become a curse, if you like. You know, lots of sensitives will say, well, I've got to stay home for 5 days. But that can also turn on you, because we are connection creatures. Even if you're an introvert, a certain level of connection with either other human beings or animals or nature is going to be important to you. So I would also throw an intention out, if you are a sensitive feeling as you're speaking about, Sylvia, I would throw an intention out to say, I wish to meet more like-minded tribe and human family members in this coming year, because that's something that's come up too, that it's a great time to connect with more like-minded, like-hearted people. They don't have to have your spiritual beliefs, but if they have an open heart and you enjoy being around their heart, that's going to be enough for you. So I think that's another thing for sensitives. We tend to be stronger when we have people in our lives who are supportive to us, who understand us, who we can be ourselves with without having to shield ourselves away because of that sensitivity.
I think that that's beautiful, and it is very important. I think you're right that as sensitives, we have, because feeling not understood has been a big piece of that, because feeling energy differently than others, and even being ridiculed for being sensitive, that we've, you know, retracted or contracted versus, like you just suggested, finding our community and our core group. So in your last energy update for February 2017, you spoke about the rise of the light workers, those who are sensitive, the healers, the intuitives. You know, given that we are feeling this wave of energy more intensely than the rest of humanity, can you talk a little bit more about that? What do you see that looking like for those of us who have been isolated or have contracted or have not wished to be really seen and fully recognized for our gifts and talents?
I remember channeling way back in about 2010 that around 2012 and beyond, there will be a rise in people in healing and transformation professions, and this will be very evident and very fast. And I remember at the time, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, there weren't many people around. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, that would be great. I'd be interested to see if that's true. And I am seeing that that's true. And it doesn't mean that everybody is, let's say, an intuitive author or speaker. You know, for me, a light worker is defined by somebody whose intent and focus is on trying to help elevate the lives of those around them. So to me, that's the grandmother who is helping to co-raise her grandchild and being a huge influence in their life. All the way to somebody like Oprah Winfrey, who is one of the most celebrated figures, one of the most, you know, obvious people who really stand for what we might call light work. So in the coming years, if you haven't yet found your purpose or you've been struggling to find your purpose, number one, I would say really open to the universe, the direction. It might be that you're going to do something completely different than you had perhaps thought. So you can simply say to the universe, I open to my highest potential. You can write that on a piece of paper and stick it on your wall, and the universe will collude with you to get you into the right position and meet the right people that you can really bring the work that you're here to do. So it might be setting up an animal shelter. It might be being a teacher to young children. It might be being an intuitive or a healer or a spiritual author. It could be any of those things, but the mission underneath it will be that you want to help to spread, encourage, and ground consciousness and more conscious loving action on the planet. And the one thing I would say is, don't be deceived that that means that you won't be going through your own things. I often meet healers who say, well, I can't be a healer because I'm going through this thing right now. And I'm like, well, you're human too, and we're all human, and we all go through our things. And actually, healers tend to feel things very deeply, because it helps them have a compassion and an empathy for those that they're working with. So my truth is, I've been doing this for 13 or 14 years professionally, and it really, I've gone through all my own healing waves during that time. But you can't stop yourself from helping others because you believe that there's something that you still haven't solved in yourself. And I see a lot of healers giving themselves a hard time around that.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're going into another break, everyone. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay tuned for more of Intuitive Transformations with Lee Harris.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Sylvia Henderson on OmTimes.com with Lee Harris. And Lee, earlier you mentioned that this change we're going through is happening on a universal level. and that the shadow aspect of the collective consciousness is really just coming to the surface and being exposed in a very, very broad way. And that things were going to be very intense up to about 2020, which is about 4 years from now, three years from now. So what kind of things have your guides shown you that that we are going to be experiencing during the next 3 to 4 years that's different than what we're experiencing now, or is it just it intensifies it, or is it just the intensity is changing?
Yeah, it's interesting. One of the things they talked about years and years ago, and I should qualify too, it may have been my my phrasing, that they were saying into the 2020s. The implication initially was they said 2016 to 2020, and then in another channel they said 2016 to 2024. What they really spoke about was the stuff that we've been seeing right now on a more intense level. And I feel, I don't know about you, but in the last 6 months, I feel like we're seeing it. They spoke about political unrest, civil revolution in different ways, showing up not necessarily in the traditional ways that we're used to, the idea of revolution, but that as things start to implode in certain areas of society, there would be a rising of people to not only solve those areas, but also to challenge some of the areas that that are not harmonious for the collective. So it's interesting because, of course, you can translate that kind of information many different ways. But I do feel, as I'm watching everything play out right now, as everyone else is, that we're right in the center of the turning up of the heat on all of those things. I think about some of the revolutions that we've seen from people in the last few years around what they're demanding as fairness and equality within society, and then often what we're seeing going the other way in terms of people in power and the arguments that are taking place between people and people in power. So the paradigm shift that of what you might call moving into a more personal power phase, that could never happen within the system if the system isn't working as an equal whole. So it feels that the system has to implode in certain areas that it isn't working for the whole in order for that to be reached. The question for us really is, where is our investment? Because many people will stake their whole life on desperately wanting this planet to change. And the problem with that is that you can miss what's right there in front of you. For example, I'm seeing a lot of great things happening in the world as a result of some of these challenges. And we can tend to be very driven toward the negative by media or by the way that certain people will speak about things. But what I am seeing happening among people and the way that people are opening their hearts to each other and looking out for each other, that's a very encouraging thing to see. So it's a very tricky time because it can be incredibly extreme between the negative and the positive, and we tend to swing between those two in ourselves personally, just as we're being asked to swing between those two in our external focus.
Yeah, it's very polarizing energy. I feel like it's a pendulum swinging to the left and to the right in a lot of ways. But, you know, you did say that this is happening on a universal level, and you also said that the Z's are part of collective consciousness. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, they are often very... I'm trying to think how to best boil it down. The one thing that they are often talking about is that we as human beings are travelers, and we'll tend to forget that. So they say that when you incarnate throughout the lifetimes, you also incarnate across the galaxy. So you can have different lifetimes as different beings. And this is something that isn't very touched upon, I think. I mean, it is touched upon in certain communities on Earth, but for the main, we tend to be shielded from the idea of the fact that we are part of a very vast universe. There are many different life forms. Interestingly, though, just recently, and this is part of the wave of change that we're seeing, I've noticed that, well, and this has come to light for all of us, that the CIA and several other governing bodies around the world are releasing online evidence of UFO contact that previously many have been campaigning for to be released, but it has been shielded from the general public. So what they say is that the universe is far bigger than we as humans have ever been allowed to understand. And they speak from that place of uniting as much as they can the very differing worlds, races that exist in and around us. And what they do say is, as above, so below. They say, you know, just as on the planet, there are those who stand for light and there are those who stand for consciousness and then there are those who stand for conflict. They say it's the same throughout the universe, that some of the same conflict energies exist throughout the universe. And so what we're having play out here on Earth is a very microcosmic experience of what plays out for beings all across the galaxy.
Wow. So in this conflict that's happening everywhere, is it that everyone on a universal level is focused more on what's happening here on Earth? Is this some kind of a cosmic experiment of consciousness that we're walking through?
Well, two things. I like what you just said. The Z's will often say that human life is more of a game than we could possibly understand. And I remember once that came up and somebody who heard that got very triggered by it, understandably, because they said that sounds very irresponsible and it sounds like you don't, you know, you shouldn't have to care about the pain or the suffering down here. And what they were really trying to point to was our human life and our focus tends to be so microcosmic in the scale of not just the universe, but the life of your consciousness. So we currently as a consciousness have incarnated into a human body, a human identity, and we have merged that consciousness or our soul, if you like, with this human ancestry that we were born into. So we took on the personality and the makeup of our families. We took on the personality and the cultural makeup of the time that we were born into, and that becomes you as a soul-based human on the planet. So this is why when people meditate or have soul-based experiences, they feel very free, because their experience as a soul is so much wider than what we are focused on here on a day-to-day basis as a human being. Yet the Z's will always say, you know, even though you are focused very intently on a very short period of time, relatively, you know, a human life, if you live 90, 100 years, they say it's a blink of an eye. But we're so focused on it, we tend to forget the enormity of the universe, the enormity of a lifetime. And when we can reconnect to that and remember that, it tends to take the intensity or the edge of what we're going through down here today away. So it tends to open you out beyond the confines of what they refer to as a game of consciousness. And their point is, they're saying, how conscious can human beings become? That really is the question. Because if we can keep becoming more conscious as a human race, we stand a greater chance as a race of living on for thousands and thousands of years. I think the big question in everyone's minds at the moment is, how is that going to be possible with the way things are looking? And they kind of remind that there are many races that you can be in the universe. There are many beings that you can be in the universe. And this is but one experience that you try on, which is why the soul is such a vast place to be. And the human being is a very small, focused place to be. Yet within that, we experience the vastness of everything. So sorry if that sounds too much like a conundrum. These are quite, they deliver these quite big concepts and try and make them relatable. And I think that's what I'm trying to do here. But it tends to reassure me myself and give me a bigger understanding of what's going on a day-to-day basis when I try and remember to extend my focus and my understanding way beyond me, way beyond the people I'm around that day, way beyond the country I'm in, and even way beyond the planet, to kind of understand the connective thread of everything in the universe, and that we as humans right now are going through a very intense change to see how much we can elevate and open, because what we're experiencing right now on the planet is getting a little too tight and a little confined.
So with all of this imploding, do you feel that the Z's feel fairly confident that we will tip this in a direction that is more positive over time?
The one thing I find interesting is that they speak about decades to come. So there was definitely a moment when I was a little nervous a year or so ago with some of the things that were going on in the world. And I was channeling with them, and they were speaking about years ahead and decades ahead. And because I've done this now for almost 20 years, I've heard them speaking years ahead before and had enough experience to track it. What they do say is that once we're through this period, through the early to mid 2020s, we go into a whole new, what some would call operating system. Others might call it a structure, a planetary structure. And that by the late 2020s, there will be an enormous amount of change, to the point where some of us won't even recognize where we've gone to, but that it will be a more harmonious space from which we can build as human beings. I think where I struggle with some of that is, I think we have to be careful that we're not trying to ease present mind anxiety with future reassurance. So while I find that interesting, and I'm always interested in looking at future timelines, I know that the main focus has to be, where am I today? What am I experiencing today? And what do I need to bring to myself to open that out more?
And those are really potent questions to ask, and very empowering questions to ask. We're going back into another break, everyone, and we will return in just a few moments. Please stay tuned for more of Lee Harris.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and the text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Back. And Lee, I am really enjoying this very intimate conversation with you, and I want our listeners to know how they can learn more about you, how they can find information, sign up for to get notified of your upcoming energy updates and everything else that you have to offer. Would you mind sharing that with those who are listening?
Absolutely. So if you go to my website, it is leeharrisenergy.com, and you put yourself on the newsletter there. Every time there is a new energy update video, they're usually around, they average about every 3 weeks, you'll get notification. And they are video form, they're also podcast form, and there's usually some written tips as well as to how to deal with the energies as they're going on, what you might do to continue to balance, ground, and center yourself. And then I also have a members club called The Portal, and every month I do a 90-minute live Q&A broadcast, and I will answer questions for about the first half of that in energy intuitive mode, so grounded voice, if you like, and then the second half of the broadcast I go into channel mode, and the Z's answer people's questions directly. And we get through quite a lot of questions in that 90 minutes. And also every month we release a new MP3 to the members, and that's all included along with a community forum. So you can check that out at my site. It's called The Portal. And finally, I do energy mastery retreats, and we have those upcoming in Toronto in April and Los Angeles and Norway in June.
Beautiful. And all that information is there on Lee's website, LeeHarrisEnergy.com.
Yes, LeeHarrisEnergy.com.
Beautiful. One other question for you, Lee. With your, over 20 years of experience doing this and this broader perspective from a galactic level of consciousness, what is your definition of God or Source?
To me, I don't know. For me, the definition would be what I would call higher connectivity. So that can show up in many moments. For example, I can be having a conversation with a taxi driver, and suddenly that conversation becomes very connected, you know, where your skin crackles because you feel the truth of what's going on. So for me, the definition of God or Source is higher connectivity. And when we experience that with another person, with ourselves in a meditation, with a tree in nature, to me, that's when we feel most fully alive. And that's what I really enjoy and appreciate about being human, that you get to experience that many times over, especially the more you focus and the more you learn how to create it in your life.
So is everything in the universe then a representation of consciousness?
That's a good and a big question. I know that their answer to that would be no, which is surprising. Their answer to that would be no, because I've heard them talk about this before, and they've said, they've explained that everything in the universe can point to consciousness, but not everything is a representation of it. They say that there are what they call dark areas. We might experience these in energies or people, or sometimes you walk into a space, a home or a piece of land, and something doesn't feel right to you. It can almost give you a chill. So they say that, just as you see a battle between light and dark playing out on the planet, so too in universal terms, consciousness does not exist everywhere. Of course, being, if you like, in relationship to a place where the consciousness is deadened or dark, can help get you back toward consciousness. But they would say that no, consciousness that we're speaking of does not exist everywhere.
That's interesting. So for those
which is interesting, because one of the things, one of the things that light workers are advised to do at the moment is they say find the pockets of light. You might not be able to be in the light all day long, but if you recognize your suffering or things have felt heavier or darker recently because of what's coming out of so many more people than ever before, it's really important to find your pockets of light and essentially island hop between them. So a pocket of light for you might be a great conversation with a friend. It might be having a moment playing with your dog. It might be listening to some uplifting music, but you have to find them and keep moving between them in order to keep your own frequency high, particularly at times like this.
Yeah, I think that is so incredibly important, because I have seen many of my friends just feel very depleted during this time because they got too engaged in the conversation around what could possibly not go right or what could go in yes. opposite direction of what they wish to experience. So
yes, and I think shock and emotion have been so big for people recently, and that's certainly off balancing for people.
It certainly is. And so what do you recommend then if people have felt a little bit war torn at this point? They haven't practice good self-care, and now they realize that this is of paramount importance. Is it meditation?
Well, yeah, I think it's never too late for any of us. And, you know, one of the hardest things for us to do as human beings is self-love. You know, it's much, and this is whoever you are. It doesn't matter if you're a healer or a person who does not identify with healing or transformation. Self-love is a difficult thing. So learn what it is that lights you up. And the best way to do this is, rather than keep it conceptual in your mind, write down a list of things that help you stay in the light. You might put 30 things on that list. You know, one might be a massage, which you can't always afford or have the time to do. So you also put things like 5 minutes with my favorite tree in the garden. And then on any given day where you're struggling, you can go to that list and pick something that lights you up and just practice it. Even if you feel resistant or annoyed that you have to do it, just the practice of each day giving yourself two or three things per day that you know help bring and give you balance, that practice will help stabilize your frequency more. And I do think at times like this, we're in a sea change. Many people had already stabilized their balance, and then the world went through this period of instability that we're still in. So you can't not be affected by those energy waves. So I think recognizing that balance is a moving target all of the time, and as you let yourself get through the grief or the shock of what you see going on about you and around you, to recognize you will learn to change with this. That's what we do. We are very good at being adaptable. But sometimes we don't want to adapt, or we feel resentful of what we see that is happening that is disturbing our peace. But as a light worker, you're going to find a way to bring yourself back to peace so that you can then be that for others. But these are times that light workers have to forget about the others bit if they're really struggling and really focus on themselves. And that in itself is the opportunity. You're being given an opportunity by the universe to go even deeper with yourself, to learn what it is that you need to bring balance.
And that's so very interesting too, because I think that those of us who are very sensitive and heart-centered, that's one of the hardest things that it is for us to do, is really to take care of ourselves and to nurture ourselves. And it is that self-love journey, isn't it?
It is. And I think learning how do I have a healthy boundary while still being open to the rest of the world. Empaths, healers, sensitives tend to be wired that they like to feel and pick up on the ocean of everyone else. Well, if at the moment the ocean of everyone else is a lot more chaotic and afraid than ever before, it doesn't take a genius to work out that that's going to ricochet and affect all of those sensitives. And it's going to make you need or want to pull back your focus from focusing on the way that others are feeling and to give yourself full attention, which isn't a natural way of being for sensitives, empaths, healers. Yet it's the very act that will strengthen you, because you will still be inclined to want to help others. But after going through a period where you really deeply focus on your own healing and limit your engagement that you used to have with other people, then you'll come back even stronger and be able to hold an even stronger frequency for others while not having to hijack or disrupt your own in order to offer that. And that's a very tricky skill. You know, it's what I call energy mastery. And I think that we're all working on our energy mastery all of our life. But this is a real period of time that brings strength to us in a way that it never has before.
You know, I think you're absolutely correct with that. And what I notice, it appears that those who are the more sensitive souls, those who are heart-centered energy workers, that we've pretty much been the first line of defense, or at least the first line to experience the wave of energy that now the rest of humanity is being engulfed by. So we've kind of negotiated this over the last, I want to say, 3 to 4 years. Now it seems like the energy is a little lighter for us while we're, and this allows us to then support the rest of humanity in a more tangible way.
And I think that you saying the energy is lighter is really key here, because again, even you and I today, Sylvia, it has been a requirement, if you like, that we have focused so much on some of the intensity or some of the struggle of this time. And to me, that just shows you what's going on at a world level. I mean, that is the world conversation for most people. And yet, the other truth of consciousness, and I shared this in a recent energy update, and how fast it's moving on the planet now, is that the speed at which we can go through these heavy things is far faster than it would have been 5-10 years ago, meaning you could be struggling at 11 a.m., but with a little focused intent and an awareness that you're struggling and, you know, kind of naming that out loud, being in your house going, I recognize I'm struggling right now. I would like to lighten the energy in my life today. I invite the universe to help me do that. Saying that out loud, 2 or 3 hours later, you might be in a completely different place. So this is where the mind is getting a little sticky for people. It's recognizing the mind can be a really useful observer, but it's not always going to be helpful directionally. Meaning if you're observing over and over again in your mind that you're having a really heavy, stuck day, that can start to become the script. So if you don't, this is where affirmations and speaking out loud are so helpful to change those patterns.
I agree, and that is fantastic advice. Lee Harris, thank you so very much for joining me on the show today. You have been absolutely fantastic. Everyone, please visit.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Please visit Lee's website. That's leeharrisenergy.com for more information. And thank you for listening, and have a wonderful week. Know that you are richly loved, always and forever. Take care now, and goodbye.